Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for your sister's listening today for her mind to be renewed by your word and by your Holy Spirit, and just for her to really pray for herself to be filled with the Spirit, that she knows that that's the only thing that will keep her safe is your Holy Spirit, and that she puts all her faith in your Holy Spirit to teach her and help her to understand these things. And that she has a heart also too, for both her salvation safekeeping and the salvation safekeeping for any of her loved ones, and she has a heart to care about the gospel and your will, and that's her focus and none else. That's all these praise place in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so going through, just want to touch though, just really quickly on that verse that I read from the book of Acts about Peter. Just really want to re-emphasize that because it really is important, because I've encountered that so often, dealing with people where trying to warn them of things, which is what Peter's doing. He's letting him know, okay, when he says, thy money perish with thee. Okay, he's letting you know you're not going to a good place. Things are not going to go well for you. But the common response is, where's the love? Okay, where's the fruit? Okay, the fruit of the Spirit is love. So automatically, when there's a rebuke coming or a strong warning or something like that of the Spirit that has that character and nature to it, okay, where it's very firm, okay, the first response is from, a person who's in a place of deception, they won't listen. They'll say, "Where's the love? That's not God." Well, once again, you got to turn to scriptures like that, because that's clearly God. That's Peter. Okay, the apostle. Okay, that's God, and it is love. Okay, because the Holy Spirit will say whatever He needs to get through to you. Okay, and He repented. Okay, Simon repented. He repented with fear, and maybe that's just what he needed. Maybe it's just extremely wicked, extremely proud. And he needed to be cut down, and so they could truly repent. Okay, and it'd be real. If Peter came and said something nice to him, more like from the book of John, okay, that's a little bit more gentle, or First John, okay, how that apostle speaks, maybe he wouldn't have heard it. Okay, maybe he went, "Oh yeah," and then walked off and still tried to practice the same thing. I don't know. Okay, but God is God. He knows what He's doing. You need to have your mind renewed with the Word of God and understand that He is the definition of love. Okay, the Holy Spirit is the definition of love, not this place and not your own mind. Okay, so I'll leave it there. But I'm gonna move into the book of Amos. We're going through the book of chapter 33 of Isaiah, talking about times of judgment. But I want to touch upon some scriptures in Amos. It's a really good idea to you need to read your whole Bible from cover to cover. And then you're done, read again just continuously, okay? Get your mind well versed with the scriptures, okay? But the prophets are really good books to help understand, because they do get into a lot of detail on how the days of judgment work, okay? So this is Amos chapter 5, starting at verse 18. It says, "Woe unto you that desire the day of the Lord! To what end is it for you? The day of the Lord is darkness and not light," okay? That's important, because you just, once again, you gotta read your Bible from cover to cover and read it. When you're done, read it again through and through, okay? Because a lot of times when you hear these things and they sound so dark, okay, and it sounds just so evil, okay, it's because it is. It's not that God is evil, but He's bringing evil, okay? Like the scriptures I went on before, that He created evil, okay? He created the dark and the light, okay, for times of judgment, okay? He created hell, okay? So that you can understand, okay, what you're going to be expecting, basically, okay? It's a time of, just like it says, thick. Sisters, you need to start fasting and praying for yourself. You really do. I've been through times like this, and they're a nightmare. They really are. And I was on the right side of things, okay? I wasn't in a place of judgment. I was in a place of covering, okay, and safety. But seeing it, okay, sort of like looking out your window, okay, like it talks about in Psalm 91, where it comes right up to that, right up to you, but shall not come nigh you. Okay, it comes really close where you can see it, but it doesn't actually come to you. Okay, again, the Passover. Okay, in Egypt, okay, the first Passover, where death is literally going through the streets, okay, and only those that are covered with the blood of the Lamb, but they could look out their window and see what that looks like, okay? That's the day of the Lord. It's extremely dark, okay? Extreme. You can already see it if you start looking. If you have eyes to see and you start looking at the news and see what's going on, it's dark. Very dark. And when I say dark, I mean extremely demonic. Okay. Extremely demonic. Okay. You see and you hear horrible stories. Okay. That make you cry. Okay. Where you go and it's good. Okay. Because you go and you pray for people and you start really interceding for people with the fear of God in your heart because you care about their souls. Okay. But it is extremely dark, okay? And you need to start praying for yourself so that when this comes, you can withstand, okay? And stay where you're supposed to and not go running out of your covering and get mixed up and confused, because you can only help people if you're in the will of God, okay? I'm saying this to my sisters that are gentle in heart, okay, that have a hard time seeing people suffering, okay? You can only be a useful vessel and fruitful if you're in the will of God, okay? And you're there to stay there and shine as a light, okay? But if you start getting mixed up, okay, and stepping outside of that covering and leaning onto your own understanding and trying to do things and fix things the way that you think that they should be fixed, you're not going to be there where you need to be, okay, when they come back ready to repent. You need to stay in your place, okay? And that sounds a lot easier than it is when it happens, okay? Because when you start seeing people really suffering, okay, and then you're gonna start feeling, and Satan attacks you with a lot of guilt, okay? And he's trying to do that to get you outside, okay, of where you're supposed to be. Because when that person is humbled, okay, and brought back to you, okay, literally feeling like they just came like singed by the flames of hell, okay, like they barely made it through, okay, surviving, okay, you need to be there, okay, you need to be in that place to be that light, that beacon, okay, and to speak the truth and then bring them to a place to inherit eternal life. And it sounds a lot easier than it really is when you start to see these things move, okay? They're really, really, really dark. So the day of the Lord is extremely, extremely dark. It's thick, thick darkness, gloominess, sadness, just like the scripture said. I'll leave it there for day and we'll keep going. Father, just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she just has a glorious day abounding in the spirit and really loving you and honoring you and glorifying you and just spending time with you throughout the day. Ask all these crazy places in Jesus' name. Amen.